State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. There's a big push to get children kindergarten ready, with an emphasis on preschool, especially for kids at risk of school failure. And yet, in Michigan, we rank 24th in the country in terms of how many of our four-year-olds attend the state's free preschool. We are behind states like Georgia, Louisiana, and Arkansas. But that could start to change this year, thanks in part to help from an unlikely group.
Did anybody hear any rhyming words?
This is a business story. I know, it doesn't sound like one. Sounds like any old preschool. But listen a little closer. You might be hearing the sounds of a future nurse. A future engineer. One of these kids might grow up to be a big, powerful CEO, like this guy.
My name is Sean Welsh. I'm the regional president for Western Michigan for PNC Bank.
Circle time is all done.
To Sean Welsh, these pint-sized four-year-olds are more than just adorable little kids. In a very real way, they are Michigan's future workforce.
We want to have our kids come out of the educational system at whatever stage so that we have a workforce that can create ideas, that can produce things.
In order to make that happen, Welsh says kids have to be ready to learn the minute they step into their kindergarten classroom. And he says the one surefire way to make that happen is to provide free preschool to the kids who are at the most risk for school failure. Poor kids. Now, Welsh isn't some big government lefty type. While some executives at his bank have pictures of Sesame Street characters and giant stuffed Elmo dolls in their offices, Welsh has a picture of himself in a tuxedo standing next to George W. Bush. Bleeding heart liberal, this guy is not, but he is a numbers guy. And he says the return on investment for pre-K is huge. Numerous studies show early education saves taxpayers at least $7 for every dollar invested. That is music to a CEO's ear. That return on investment explains why Welsh and other CEOs have slowly but steadily become some of the strongest advocates for early childhood education. Nearly 200 Michigan employers, including chambers of commerce, are behind a lobbying effort to get the state to pony up more money for the Great Start Readiness Program, Michigan's state-funded pre-K. To get the job done in Lansing, they're pinning their hopes on the Republican senator from Saginaw, Roger Kahn.
We're looking for $140 million to increase the availability of slots in the Great Start Readiness Program for four-year-olds.
Senator Kahn started advocating for early childhood back when he was in the House of Representatives. Now he wields a bit more power as chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. So if anyone can push through a $140 million funding increase for early ed, he just might be the one to do it.
Of the people that I've talked to in the administration and other legislators, and I've talked to people all over the state as well as in Lansing about this, they're all enthusiastic. They all buy into this kind of a number. Budgets are being constructed as we speak. And it is my hope that when the budget is delivered to the governor, it will include this funding.
A longitudinal study shows kids who went through GSRP did better in school and were more likely to graduate high school on time compared to the control group who did not attend GSRP. And yet roughly 40% of four-year-olds who qualify for GSRP can't get in because there are not enough slots. Will Senator Kahn's $140 million funding proposal be enough to cover all eligible four-year-olds? No, but he says it's a good start. Susan Broman heads up Michigan's Office of Great Start, which oversees all of the state's early childhood programs. She thinks the push for increased funding for the state's pre-K program stands a real chance of getting through, especially with CEOs like Sean Welsh championing it.
It's huge. It's huge, especially having the governor we have who comes out of business, and having his colleagues say, we got to do this, is incredibly powerful.
The 7-to-1 return on investment probably doesn't hurt either. For State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.